This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican Jeff Hurd will represent Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, winning one of the most expensive congressional contests in the country. And it was close. Hurd wins with just over 50% of the vote. He will replace Lauren Boebert in the U.S. House in January. She switched districts and made a successful run for another seat in Congress. Hurd says he's willing to work with Democrats on things like immigration, energy, and water.
What you're going to see from me is someone who works hard to affect change in public policy that benefits this district. And if that includes collaborating with folks on the other side of the aisle, I'm more than happy to do that. If it helps our country, helps this district, and helps the state of Colorado, I will work with anyone and everyone to accomplish those objectives.
Denver City Council Wednesday put off a vote on a proposal to ban flavored tobacco products. That's after council members had questions, including about a ban's effects on tax revenues and businesses. One supporter of the ban is council member Daryl Watson.
We believe the data that we have requires action, and we believe the information that we have will answer questions that council members have about sales impact, health impacts, and the use of vapes by teens.
Mayor Mike Johnston has said he'd be willing to support the flavored tobacco ban if the council does. The Winter Park Ski Train will be cheaper and run more often this season. Prices start at $19 for a one-way ticket. Trains will run 5 days a week starting in January, from Thursdays to Mondays. Sky Folks is president of Winter Park Resort.
Should give a lot of our friends down here in the Front Range the opportunity to come up and experience Winter Park. But we're also excited about our residents in Winter Park, Fraser area, to be able to take the train down here on a more regular basis as well.
The ski train expansion is being funded by a new fee on rental cars. This is CPR News and KRCC.